his bird note. In many bird species, the males sort themselves into higher and lower ranking birds, known as alpha males and beta males. It may seem like beta males always get the short end of the stick, but could there be advantages to being second? Male lance-tailed manakins are known to pair up, one alpha and one beta, and perform choreographed courtship displays for females. This is called cooperative courtship, when the alpha and beta, who are not closely related, work together to attract the female. They even practice beforehand. The alpha always gets the girl. So, what does the beta get? Experience. A dedicated wingman gains skills in impressing potential mates that may come in handy once he becomes an alpha. However, not all males serve as betas before attaining alpha status. Males that go through beta boot camp have more success at the start of their alpha tenure, thanks to their age and experience. But they don't retain their alpha status longer than other alphas. And due to aging of these older alphas, opting in or out of beta training leads to roughly equal reproductive success across the male's lifetime. So, to beta or not to beta? For lance-tailed manakins, it remains the age-old question. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Speak up. You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Hello, 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 and welcome back here to Speak Up on this lovely Tuesday morning. We have currently 2 minutes after 10, and I'm your host, Vivian. Welcome back here. I'm so excited for today's show because today is all going to be about music, and I will have my first live interview guest here on CJSF 90.1 FM on Speak Up, and I'm so excited. And yeah, we will talk about Sofer Sound, and I found an amazing artist. She is an indigenous singer based here in Vancouver, and we will have a live interview today, and I will tell you more about Sofer Sound, what is Sofer Sound, what's going on with them, and we will listen to some songs because I attended an event 3 weeks ago. I think it was 3 weeks ago, and there I found three amazing local singers. I would like to present them here on air today on Speak Up, and with one of them, with Michelle Yoka, I will have a live interview. She will come in soon. She's now currently stuck in traffic, but she will show up soon, so I'm excited. And I hope you're doing well, and I hope everything is fine right now. But before we go and start with the music part, I want to tell you a little bit about the weather for the next week. So today, Tuesday, March 14th, we will have some clouds and 60% of rain, 60% chance of rain, and 6 degrees highest and lowest 3 degrees. On Wednesday, March 15th, we will have some sun and some clouds, so a mix of sun and clouds, and highest temperature will be 10 degrees, lowest temperature will be 0 degrees, and the night will be clear. And on Tuesday, March 16th, it is going to be sunny. I'm so excited. Well, I definitely have to go outside. Highest temperature, 10 degrees, night will be clear, and 2 degrees. I'm so excited. I definitely have to go out on Thursday. I'm so excited because I love sun. On Friday, so March 17th, is a mix of sun and clouds, and in the night we'll have a 60% chance of showers. On Saturday, March 18th, we will have 12 degrees, 60% chance of showers and some clouds as well. And the night will be also 60% chance of showers. On Sunday, March 19th, the weather will not shift at all. So we also have a 60% chance of showers and 12 degrees highest temperature. And I'm so excited for the coming days because Wednesday till Friday it will be so sunny and I love sun. I don't know what's about you, but I love going outside, listening to music, and I'm also so excited for the summer. And I will attend so... I know like when the sun is shining, I love going outside, listening to music and also concerts. And to speak about concert, I would like to introduce you Sofa Sounds because Michelle is coming on air soon. But before, I want to introduce Sofa Sounds because I met her on a Sofa Sound event. And if you don't know Sofa Sound, listen right now. So Sofa Sound is a gathering. It's a... like they will host events in a really small venue with local artists. And they have venues all around the world, not only in Vancouver, but they have many events here too. So it started in 2009 with Ref Offer invited some friends over to a London flat for a low-key, intimate gig. And 8 people gathered in a living room, shared a drink, sat on the floor, attentively listening to music. And now Sofa Sound is a global community for artists and audience. And they always invite... you can actually apply if you are a singer-songwriter or a band. You can apply on their website for a Sofa Sound gig. And I'm really glad that I attended because a friend of mine, Hannah, shout out to you, introduced me to the Sofa Sound, and I will definitely try to attend it in my city. So I'm not here from Vancouver. I'm from Germany. And I came here in November, and yeah, ever since I loved listening to music, especially live music, and especially local artists. And I think it's so important to support your local artists. So if you know someone that needs to be more supported and wants to have a gig, then you should definitely apply or... tell them about Sofa Sound so that they can apply on the Sofa Sound website. And we'll hear soon how Michelle did it because I don't really know how it works. I'm not a local artist, so I don't know. But you can also, if you have a nice venue, you can also apply for a venue. And then, for example, 3 weeks ago, we went to a cafe and it was like a little market. So we sat in front of some storage rooms and some fridge, and it looked really cool because you had like the singers in front of the fridge and they sang, and we had 3 singers. So not only Michelle Hayoka, but also Manyenya and Hayley Wallace. So Hayley Wallace was first. She's also an indigenous singer, but I will tell you a little bit more about her soon. And we also listened not only to Michelle's music, but also to their music. So to Manyenya's music and to Hayley's music. And I loved all 3 of them so much. And yeah, it was a nice experience. And Hayley had a very nice voice, and Manyenya was really fun, and I really loved Michelle's story. That's why I invited her. I can only recommend it to you. We sat there, I went there with some friends of mine. We sat on a blanket and listened to the bands and singers in front of the fridge, and it was so much fun. And I will try to upload a photo on our website, and if you want to check Sofa Sounds out, you can go on their website or the Instagram. I will all link their information in our archives on cjsf.ca. And now I would like to play the first song for today. It's by Michelle Hayoka from her IP, or new IP, I would say. The new IP, it's called For You, and it was published in 2021, so 2 years ago. And we will hear more details about it soon. I'm so excited for this interview because I love having live guests on. And I hope she will find the station because we're a little bit hidden here on CDSF on the Burnaby Mountain. And yeah, I would like to start with the first song, and then I will introduce the other songs because the other songs are are by the other artists that performed on the Sofa Sound event 3 weeks ago. So Haley Wallace and Manyanya, and then I will tell you a little bit more about them soon. But first of all, I would like to start with Pull Up by Michelle Hayoka from her newest EP For You. So please enjoy. Yoka, Pull Up. What a nice song. I really, really like that song. It is such a catchy tune. And yeah, I really like her IP and I'm really, really enjoying her music. I added so many songs of her new EP to my playlist. So if you want to check her out, go on Spotify and look for Michelle Hayoka. I will also link her information in our archives on Speak Up on our website cdsf.ca. And I would also like to introduce you to the other two artists that performed on the Sofa Sound 3 weeks ago. And the first one is Haley Wallace. She is a part of the Kitazoo, a nation originally from Klemtu, a small isolated island located in the heart of Great Bear Rainforest in British Columbia. And Haley is well on her way to breaking into the scene with her debut single, Coffee Cup, which we will hear soon, and a retailable soulful pop anthem about mental health and reaching out for help. So she introduced a song when we were at the venue and at Sofa Sound, and she said that the song described how she felt with her mental health, and that the coffee cup that's always in the sink and never goes away because nobody takes care of it was a metaphor for her mental health. She's now really, really better, and she feels much better now, and that music helped a lot. But it was like her first single that ever, and that the coffee cup stands for mental health. And if you don't take care of it and if you don't wash it away, then it will stay there forever and it will get worse and it will be much more dirty. And I think this is a very good metaphor for mental health and how you can describe your mental health. So I really liked the song, and I also liked how she performed it. She has such a nice voice, and yeah, I would like to tell a little bit more about her. So she began her musical journey at a young age, singing for her family and community, and credits their support for developing the passion she now has. Moving from her home and pursuit of her artistic aspirations, she now resides in Vancouver, BC, balancing work life and family life as a young mother while steadily focused on her musical goals. And Hailey has amassed tens of thousands of views on her YouTube channel, and you should definitely check her out. Her name is Hailey Wallace. We'll also link her YouTube channel and her Spotify profile on our archives as well, cjsf.ca. So check it out. And yeah, she is working on her highly anticipated EP set for release in spring 2022. And we will hear one more song from that soon. But today's show should be all about Michelle. So I hope she can find our station, because we are so hidden here in the sub-building in our new station. So I hope she can find it and she will come on soon, because I'm so excited and I want to hear more details about Sofer Sound and how she got into it. And it's so impressive. So yeah, I really am excited. So yeah, Hailey is passionate about leaving a strong legacy and paving a path along her way. She sings for herself, for her children, and for her people, and hopes that she can set an example that will empower the young generation of her community to pursue their dreams. And yeah, Hailey Wallace was number one, and it was published in February last year, Coffee Cup, about mental health, and we will listen to that now. And then I would like to introduce Manyenia, which was also a very funny artist. Check him out on his Instagram and his YouTube channel. He is an upraising Vancouver-based artist from Zimbabwe. And I'm excited for him, or for you to play him here on air. And I hope that Michelle finds our station soon, because I can't wait to talk to her about what's going on with her life. And yeah, before we start to get more details about Michelle, I would like to play you now the other two artists I heard on the Sofer Sound event 3 weeks ago. So now please enjoy Coffee Cup by Hailey Wallace, a song about mental health. And yeah, listen and enjoy Coffee Cup, Hailey Wallace.
In a daze, nothing feels the same. I look in the mirror, don't recognize his face. Why can I get up to remove the coffee cup that's been sitting up on my dresser every single day and night? When the sun comes up, that's my chance, I'll do it right. I'll get up, make my bed, and try again. They say I owe it to myself that I need to get some help, but these waters are too dark, I don't even know where to start. I know it's been just the way it goes. I wear a smile on my face so that nobody knows that I'm falling apart on the inside. Can't sleep at night. Fell asleep with my makeup on my face again. Wipe it off, go to work today. I came to win my dignity and my self-respect. I wanna know what's next. They say I owe it to myself that I need to get some help, but these waters are too dark, I don't even know where to start.
kitchen sink. Wipe the makeup off your face. Girl, it's gonna be okay.
To my vibe, my shit lover, and don't you let it hit the fan. I'm a fool on the beat, I'm a pimp in the streets, I'm a lover in the sheets, I'm a son, I'm a nyanya, yeah, my nyanya, na Maria, yeah, brother, it's a wonder. I got spoke about Vancouver, my moves, I don't plot. Conversations of a brunch, in Spain, not too lunny. He got chosen by a queen, I should tell my mama, right? Meanwhile, when a friend, a bit to pump, my ego, tired of like a bride, is a bad thing, yeah, that could bless me with a wine. And yeah, shit's fine, no rush, take time, what a lust is a mind, got a nigga so inclined to finesse every time that I flex with a rhyme like shit.
Hello, 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 and welcome back here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm Vivian, and my guest finally arrived here on CJSF. Welcome here, Michelle. I'm so glad that you found the station here.
Yeah, it was a little hard to find it, but me and my daughter made it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really glad. So, do you want to introduce yourself before we start with the interview?
Yes, for sure. My name is Michelle Hayoka. I am a musician, a singer-songwriter. I'm also a mother. I have been doing music for about 2.5 years now. I released my first EP, For You. It's a 5-song EP available on all streaming platforms. And I'm releasing my first album in July 6th of this year.
Ooh, I'm excited. What's the album going to be about?
It's called For the Soul, and it's all about exploring topics like motherhood, mental illness, sobriety, which is very recent and new to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds so good. And we will start with the second song for today that I played on air. So it's For You. Do you have a background story for the song?
So basically, this was the last song of my EP. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a letter to myself saying, like, you could do this. This is for you. You know, music is for you, and all this is going to pay off. And I was kind of just closing my eyes and talking to myself. And I was like, hey, you know what? I feel like I should end this EP with kind of like a letter to myself. It's kind of an affirmation. Like in the song, I kind of talk about like this, that dreams coming true type beat, because before I released any music, I would go on YouTube and I would search like Jessie Reyes type beat, or, you know, Beyonce type beat, mm-hmm. people that I look up to. And I was like, you know what? I'm finally doing this. I'm making my dreams come true. So it's kind of a letter to myself.
Yeah, such a nice song. And we will listen now. This is For You by Misha Hayoka. Enjoy. This was For You by Misha Hayoka, and it's so nice to have you here. I'm so excited. And we met at a Sofer Sound event, I think 3 weeks ago, and I had so much fun. So can you tell me, how did you get involved, and how did all of the journey start with Sofer Sound?
Yeah, it's crazy because I was such a big fan of Sofer Sounds before I even did music. Mm-hmm. I would search them up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I remember I would think of them like colors on YouTube. So I would think of them as this like beautiful, you know, like indie, cool brand. And so they reached out to me. And when they reached out to me, I was like, wow. Like, I feel like this is one of those moments where I'm like, this is a full circle moment. And I was so grateful. And then I didn't respond for one or two months because I really wanted to curate a set and kind of create this image and be very intentional with my set, because I wanted to be very authentic. And I know mm-hmm. Sofer Sounds is very intimate. So I really did a lot of spiritual work. And while I was doing that spiritual work, like using my singing bowls and kind of meditating. And also I'm in a very transition with my music. I kind of started with very R&B and now moving towards like very instrument based and jazz. Mm-hmm. So I was just practicing kind of new music, and I was like, you know what? Why am I not integrating singing bowls and kind of other instruments in my sets when that's such a big part of me? So for the first Sofer Sounds, I think the one that you met me at was my third one, and I think I did four so far now. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what, I want to bring my singing bowl to the first Sofer Sounds, and I've never done that before. If you don't know, a singing bowl is like a glass instrument, and it's very, how would you describe a singing bowl when I did it?
I kind of feel like it was more of a meditating, and we were all sat there, closed my eyes, mm-hmm. and you really felt the music. And yeah, it's hard to describe, actually. So it's like, it's a ball, and you go around it with, was it like a stick kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it creates a sound, and it really makes you feel, I don't know, connected to the music, and mm-hmm. you started singing, and it's like a whole different situation. And I really enjoyed it. I never heard this before, especially at an event or like a venue like this. And it was so nice. And I was really relaxed afterwards. And it's such an interesting feeling. You have to experience to describe it. It's hard to describe.